We have multiple deadlines during the year, and we have one coming up this next week because of the optional split payment of property taxes that's offered here to the taxpayers in Brazos County. So November 30th is that deadline if you're going to split your payment into two parts. So we do expect a pretty good crowd this next week, Monday and Tuesday especially, which is the actual deadline.
And is it typically the Monday and Tuesday after Thanksgiving?
No, it actually just falls on the actual last day of the month. The statute requires the last payment to be made, or the first payment to be made, on or before November 30th, wherever that falls, which generally winds up being somewhere in the right after Thanksgiving time frame. And then the second payment, of course, is not due until the 30th of June. So it's a nice option for taxpayers here in this particular area.
It's a great option. However, it's a little more difficult this year.
It is going to be a little bit more difficult for those people who want to pay in person. And we've been watching the construction around this area rather closely over the past few weeks. And we, of course, have some parking challenges downtown because of the district's parking garage project, which has taken virtually all of the parking for the courthouse and kind of pushed it over to the tax office parking lot. So it's a little bit difficult to get a parking space to begin with. But we also have two other construction projects that literally surround the tax office on three sides. The only side where we don't have active construction is William J. Bryan, and it's really not, you can't drive up right there at William J. Bryan. You can't park there. To get to the tax office, you have to pick your way through some construction at this point in time, and our main concern has been the waterline work that the city's been doing, where they have had to actually cut Washington, and the parking lot is, of course, on the opposite side of Washington from the tax office, and the public has to cross that street to get to us. So it's a little bit difficult, and we are concerned about people coming that want to come and make that payment in person, especially those that are perhaps a little bit unstable on their feet, maybe have mobility issues. It is just really a challenge to get to us right now.
So what are taxpayer options?
Taxpayers have had the option of paying by mail for years. That's just always been out there. And if you want to send your payment in by mail, send that little stub off the statement, or if you can't find that, look up online and see how much your balance is. You can give us a call, but I don't suggest you do it on that last day. We're going to be a little busy, and it's hard to get all those phone calls in. But if they want to pay by mail, as long as it is postmarked by the post office by November 30th, it's considered a timely payment. It's not when we get it. It's when they postmark it that determines the payment date. So that is the simplest and cheapest option right there, is to mail it to us. And then, of course, there are options to pay online with a credit card, or we have an e-check service from our website. Both of those entail a fee for the convenience, though. So people need to look at that kind of early on and determine whether they want to take on that additional fee for the convenience. Other than that, there is a nighttime drop box here, which still involves you getting through the construction, and it would be after hours, which is a little bit easier to park, but you still have to kind of pick your way to the tax office at this time.
So there's a double whammy with the end of November. You have the first half property tax payments, and then you have your vehicle registration that's due at the end of November, and you have to deal with this also.
Absolutely. Those people who have their vehicle registration expiring the end of November, many of those people are going to be coming in person as well. We never can do things simply around here. We always have to kind of double down, I guess. But you know, there is a deadline for us every month for those people with vehicle registrations, and that's been something we've been dealing with along. But this being a property tax deadline as well, we expect there to be just an exceptional crowd the next two business days, being Monday and Tuesday, last 2 days of November. So we need to let the public know that it's challenging to get to us right now, and it's just really going to be exceptionally challenging over the next couple of days. We're very fortunate the city has worked with us, and they've actually suspended the active work along Washington Street and cleaned it up and stabilized the road as best they can. But there is still, you know, the what is left when you have construction. There are rocks, there's dirt, there's different issues. Some of the area is blocked coming to the office. People in wheelchairs are going to have an exceptionally difficult time. We have ramps, but not all of them are available. So we're just very concerned and want to make sure that if you're coming in person, to be prepared. And while it's going to take, it always takes a while to stand in line and make those property tax payments on deadlines, it may take a little bit longer this year.
Well, let's go back to vehicle registration, because the timing could not have been better to have your remote locations at Kroger and HEBs.
Absolutely. We are so excited about our partnership there, and it's just worked out perfectly. They're all active as of this week to do the simple vehicle registration. If you got your renewal from the state and your insurance, and you don't need license plate per se, just the sticker, and your address is correct, and it's within Brazos County, then you can walk into any of the HEB or Kroger locations within Brazos County and get that registration sticker. So while you're picking up your turkey, you can go ahead and get your vehicle registration. And so we're very excited about that, and they seem to be working very well.
Anything else we can visit about that listeners need to know at this time of the year?
We, of course, have the website where all of their property tax is available. They can look their information up there. They can track when their payments are made. Once we've posted them, it does reflect it. We have that website updated on a daily basis. So we really like for people to utilize that website in lieu of trying to call us right at the deadline, because it is just very, very difficult for people to get a line through because everyone's trying to find out the last-minute information. So if you're one of those folks that likes to hold your money till the last minute, you can always write a check and put it in the mail, and you actually get a few extra days afloat because we will be getting several thousand pieces of mail in this next week, and it'll take us a few days to work through it. So you might be able to actually get a little bit more time on your payment than if you were to walk it in person.
As long as the Postal Service cooperates and puts that postmark on.
That's absolutely true. And, you know, if you're one of those people that likes to wait until the last minute, it doesn't hurt for you to just go ahead and go inside at the post office and send that payment certified, because then you've got a document that indicates that you've mailed it, and that helps back you up. I don't want to frighten people. Every once in a blue moon, a piece of mail does go missing. So if you have something documenting that you did it, then we can use that to help us make sure that you are not penalized or that you get the benefit of the split payment.